Environmental specialist Sean McCoy works for the Iowa Department of Agriculture. He's driving to a spot in Boone County where there's a brand new wetland thanks to the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP.
This is like the headwaters of the Onion Creek watershed right here, the beginning of it. And this is all CRP here, this whole big 80 acres here.
Pectoral sandpipers peck along the shore of this new small pond. Canada geese float on the water. Two landowners here will get payments from the federal government in exchange for not farming this land for 10 or 15 years and implementing a conservation plan. McCoy says water will pool here in the spring and fall, providing habitat for these birds. Then, native plants will take over.
In the years to come, that vegetation will denitrify all the nitrates that are in the water.
Water that comes from 500 acres of mostly farmland. The state partners with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to expand CRP's reach. This new wetland will contribute to a larger watershed project McCoy coordinates.
We want to improve the health of the watershed, to improve the health of the water, and to improve the health of everything downstream, I think, you know. So that's kind of the way I look at it.
That greater good notion fuels state-federal partnerships, but it doesn't necessarily motivate farmers. In 2012, CRP paid farmers $1.7 billion. The number of acres enrolled in the program peaked in 2007. It has fallen every year since. Last year saw the lowest enrollment since 1989. High grain prices are one reason farmers keep farming. But 3 hours southeast, in Washington, Iowa, farmer John Berto is committed to conservation.
We've done field borders, we've done the strips along creeks, and about anything we can to conserve soil for my sons and my grandsons.
He's had acres enrolled in CRP since at least 1995.
This used to be a little three-cornered patch. It came with the farm and was, oh, there goes some deer.
We've stopped beside an 8-acre CRP-funded tree stand.
The government paid me some real money and we planted it to these trees and it's just turned out beautiful.
It also helps prevent erosion. The USDA says CRP projects have restored millions of acres of wetlands and kept hundreds of millions of pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus out of waterways nationwide. Berto sees the benefits for long-term soil health and does some conservation work without help from Uncle Sam. That's because he sees the fertility of his land as his son's future.
I'm 62 years old. If it wasn't for my two sons, I'd run this operation another till I'm 70 or something, and I'd farm it fence row to fence row.
With today's high grain prices, some farmers are choosing not to renew CRP contracts as they expire. That's a trend Mark Rasmussen has noticed in Iowa. He's director of the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University.
We've got a lot of CRP land that has been brought back out into production. In driving around the state these past few months, I've seen a lot of piles of trees sitting around, too, where little small acres, little odd corners and fields have that used to be in trees or something have been pulled out so that that land can be brought into production, too.
So while today you can drive across the Midwest and see trees, birds, and grasses on land the federal government has paid farmers to stop farming, those vistas may not last. Contracts on 3.3 million acres of CRP land will expire in September. By then, there should be a new farm bill. And we'll find out how much land it allows for CRP and how many farmers choose to stick with or join the program. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.